وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام، صل على محمد وآل محمد، وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عامي هذا وفي كل عام، واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا علام. The last nights of the month of Ramadan. Is there anyone to ask for forgiveness? The angels are calling. The angels of the month of Ramadan, we bid you farewell. Whatever shortcoming we had, you intercede for us. Ya Allah, forgive me. Al-'Afu, 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 Al-'Afu. Forgive my shortcomings in my fasts. Forgive my shortcomings in my du'as. Forgive my shortcomings in my prayers. Forgive my shortcomings on the nights of Qadr. Forgive me, forgive me. Give me the tawfiq to come closer. Give me the tawfiq to be more pure. Give me the tawfiq to be closer to my imam. Ya Allah, we should be repeating these du'as these last nights. Give it everything you have. We only have a few nights left. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك والله. Keep us on your path. Don't allow any of my wrongdoings and shortcomings cause me to go off track. Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma inni aftatihu al-thana'a bihamdik. Wa anta musaddidun lis-sawab bimannik. Wa ayqantu annaka أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل. وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما، إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيمة وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي، أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك، الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا، مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك. فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. يا رب إنك تدعوني فولي عنك، وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك كأن لي التطول عليك فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك إنك جواد كريم الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده قهر بعزته الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أنادي ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصي ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازي فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني وبهجة مونقة قد أراني فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين والحمد لله قاسم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الحاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهار وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين وبصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته لا أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك ولا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به وانصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا، وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المم به شعثنا، واشعب به صدعنا، وارتق به فتقنا، وكثر به قلتنا، وأعزز به ذلتنا، وأغن به عائلنا، واقض به عن مغرمنا، واجبر به فقرنا، وسد به خلتنا، ويسر به عسرنا، وبيض به وجوهنا، وفك به أسرنا، وأنجح به طلبتنا، وأنجز به مواعيدنا، واستجب به دعوتنا، وأعطنا به سؤلنا، وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا، وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا، وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا، واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا، إله الحق، آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله، وغيبة ولينا، وكثرة عدونا، وقلة عددنا، وشدة الفتن بنا، وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله، وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله، وبضر تكشفه، ونصر تعزه، وسلطان حق تظهره، ورحمة منك تجللنا، وعافية منك تلبسنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. As there are only a few nights left until the month of Ramadan, Shahrullah, Ziyafatullah, comes to an end, A topic comes to mind that I would like to discuss briefly and maybe engage in a conversation regarding it to get us to think a little more. That has to do with the spiritual environment that we feel in the month of Ramadan. On the nights of Qadr, we look for those feelings. We want to experience that. We want to experience a divine touch. These are terms that we use. I want to clarify this a little bit. We want to shed tears. We want to break down and our heart tremble when we're reading Dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali, when we're reading Dua Jawshan Kabir, when we're reading the Dua where we say, Bika Ya Allah, Bika Ya Allah, the Qur'an's on our heads. We like to shed tears for the Ahlul Bayt when we mention their names. The spiritual feel, the spiritual touch, the emotional touch, we enjoy that, we'd like to have that. In the month of Ramadan, we get a lot of opportunities for different reasons to go through that. And then as the month of Ramadan is coming to an end, those experiences and so on and so forth, those opportunities are sort of coming to an end as well. And there are mixed feelings, and each of those feelings has got its reasons. For example, even while we're doing those a'mal, when we begin, before it comes, we hope to be able to get a lot of feelings, get a lot of emotions, shed a lot of tears, cry, and so on and so forth. And when we engage in the dua and we start going through it, initially we feel a lot of that as well. And then gradually as we get through much of the dua and much of the night, we start having mixed feelings. On one hand, we like to continue those tears and the crying, that spiritual feel. On the other hand, we're tired and we have this mixed feeling of wanting to continue but not wanting to continue. We feel ashamed of not wanting to continue. At the same time, I feel bad for continuing because I can't connect with it anymore. These mixed feelings, I think we all more or less have experienced that, and we have those thoughts and we have those feelings. In the month of Ramadan, as a month, this also has that, like when we are progressing into the month of Ramadan, we're a little worried, are we going to get that experience or we're not. And then when we get some of that in the month of Ramadan, we reach the height of it, the climax of it, the night of the 23rd, then we're sort of tired, but we don't want to be tired. We can't wait for Eid, but this feeling that we have. What I want to talk about here is the way we should feel or think, rather, and process these feelings and these experiences. For example, there are those of us who have or are under the impression that if I don't have that emotional feeling, if I don't break down, if I can't cry, I'm reading those, but it didn't make that connection, and so I didn't have a good experience. A good experience, a good spiritual experience is if I cry. So I go all over the place, I even try to fake cry and everything, just put myself in that and then tell myself, what's wrong with you, why aren't you crying, here are the others that are crying, and so on and so forth. That's an understanding related to this feeling, the emotions that are there. We feel that a spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that emotional feeling. That is what we call being spiritually touched. If I don't have that, then I am not spiritually touched. I don't have a spiritual connection. I do not have I didn't have a good night of Qadr. I didn't have a good ziyarah. When we go for ziyarah, we have these thoughts regarding that as well. And on the other hand, when we feel that we have gotten tired of this dua, it's taken long. We did dua Joshan Kabir, we did this other dua, we had dua iftitah as well, we had Quran recitation, we had all of that. Now dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali, and then dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali is one of the longest duas. You keep reading, you're like, okay, I think it's getting to the end, and then you keep reading it, no, it's not the end, we're going, it's continuing. And you feel like, okay, you know, I'm really waiting for it to come to an end. And the way we feel towards that is that we think that those feelings are not good feelings, they're bad feelings, they're feelings of us not wanting to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not enjoying dua, and we think that's shaitan that's causing us to feel that way. And then again, as we said, because we're tired, we've already gone through so many du'as, and we've tried to cry, and we have had those feelings as well, but not for the most part of those du'as, momentarily here and there, and then now I feel bad for not being able to connect. It just makes it a lot more complicated. So summarizing all of that experience, the way we think and understand these feelings. Number one, being emotional, crying, is the definition of spiritual touch and making a connection. These are our common perception. This is how we see things. This is one thing that we seem to all think. Secondly, we think that not wanting to continue with this dua, or not wanting to continue, not feeling it anymore, is shaitan and it's bad. And third, a combination, because we don't have that and we are tired, we start feeling worse about ourselves. This is pretty much the three ideas that are there. Is it really that way? Is it such that we've got to make the connection in that way? Is that the connection? If we don't have tears, if we don't have an emotional feeling that is that way, to clarify, we do have emotional feeling. The very fact that we like it, when we hear the dua, is different than when we hear music. It's different than when we hear other recitations. There's a certain feeling we get from hearing a dua. That's an emotion as well. But the particular emotion of breaking down and crying, is this really the definition of spiritual touch? If that is the case, if that's the meaning of being spiritually connected, that means awliyaullah should always be in tears. They should always be crying because they're always connected. They're always supposed to be in tears. They should always be like that. If that's the definition of a spiritual touch and spiritual connection with Allah, that means we're always supposed to be in the context or in the act of crying. Let me tell or mention this, that the reason why we feel that the crying is very good, and we've come to say that that is the spiritual connection, that is a spiritual touch, or the spiritual touch, is because of the good things that have been said about that. Okay, meaning buka, crying has been identified as a good thing in Islam. When you cry out of fear of Allah, out of love of Allah, which those are the ideas, or those are the feelings we get when you read these du'as, you're either touched by a sentence that talks about God's care, His love, His treatment, and that makes you break down, or you read something that brings you fear of what I have done, brings a person fear of what I have done, and that's why I tremble, and that's why I cry. I remember my shortcomings, my faults. So it's either remembering my faults and crying out of fear of Allah and asking Him for forgiveness, or reading something about His greatness and then crying. Crying for those things has been identified as a good thing. We do have that in our riwayat, in our ahadith. خَرُّ سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا. The Quran says that as well. When they see the ayat of Allah, they fall in prostration and they cry. Because of the love they have for Allah, when they see a sign of Him, they fall in prostration and they cry. So that goodness of crying and having that emotional connection in that way is definitely there. That's not something we are questioning. What I want to correct though is that that's not the only way of making the connection. The Quran doesn't say that خَرُّ سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا for the entirety of their life or for eternity from that point onwards. خَرُّ سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا. No. There's a moment of buka. There's a moment of crying. That is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do I need to consistently cry in dua? No. Do I need to be consistently feeling that sadness of sin? No. I do need to feel the sadness when I need to remind myself of the wrongs that I have done and feel sad about it, feel guilt about it, and feel that I did it in God's presence and cry about it. I do need to do that. But do I always need to do that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And so when I'm doing the dua, if there's moments of that and I ask for it and I wait for Allah to give it to me, I can't force it. I don't know if you've tried or not. I've tried. You can't force it because you feel more miserable. I've tried that. I don't encourage you guys to try that. You try to force yourself into crying at the end of the dua, you feel more miserable because you feel like you faked the whole thing and you're just such a hypocrite to yourself and to God and everything. Which is not true, but that's a feeling you get. That's the way your mind starts working. It's just wait for Allah, ask for Allah to give it. Read the dua, pay attention to the meanings. Think about yourself, think about all that stuff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a time. When He does, allow the tears to come, and that's a good thing. Okay. Then when I feel tired of the dua, when I feel I don't need to worry, oh my God, I need to cry, otherwise this is not right, this is not good. And making a note, enjoy the meanings, enjoy the words, you're speaking to Allah. Feel good about speaking to Allah. You don't need to always cry again. You can be happy, I'm speaking to Allah. Okay. There are lines there that give you that feeling. And then besides those lines that give you the feeling because of the meaning, even the times where you're not making the crying emotion is not coming to you, you don't have to turn that into a horrible feeling, a feeling of guilt of it not being there, and then not liking to continue with that dua. What is better, to continue with that dua, feeling better about the dua, or allowing this guilt to come and make me feel that I don't want to continue this dua? It's better if I get up and leave. That's shaitan. No. Read the rest of it. Imam Zain al-Abidin that taught this dua knows the capacity of people. He knows after a while that, okay, those feelings are not going to be, that's fine. It's not about those feelings. That's the point. A spiritual connection with Allah is not limited to the feeling of the heart trembling and breaking down and crying. No, it's not limited to that. The very fact that you're asking Allah for things, you're reading the words of the ma'asum, this is an ibadah. This is a connection with Allah. When you read dua kumail, you don't have to cry. If it comes, alhamdulillah. If it doesn't come, it's still a dua. It's still asking Allah. It's still reading the words of Amirul Mu'mineen, using them as intercession to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm spending my time in speaking to Allah. The thought that I didn't have a dua this year or this week or this Thursday night. I didn't do dua. Why? Because I didn't have that feeling. That's wrong. You had the dua. The month of Ramadan, Allah blessed us a whole lot. Abundance of rizq, spiritual rizq, He's given us, He's blessed us in the month of Ramadan. And then now I want to start feeling bad about feeling... No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows He limited it to 30 days. He knows the general public, the general, you know, believer, the average person, the average believer. You know, once you hit the height of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put that towards the end, the 19th, the last, almost the last night of the second third of the month. So two-thirds are pretty much gone when you start having those. So once you've reached that height, Allah gives you these few experiences, extends it to the night of the 23rd, and after that, okay, you start looking for Eid, you start looking for that, you start lesser a'mal. There are a'mal, but they're not as much as the night of the 23rd or the 19th. It's going to be less than that. Don't start allowing shaitan to come in and make you feel bad about the month of Ramadan because of the feeling of, oh, I don't feel it anymore and I don't feel good about not feeling good and start disliking this whole... No, you're in the month of Ramadan, you're fasting, you're breathing, and your sleep is still ibadah in this month. Your verses that you recite, whether you have that feeling or you don't have that feeling, still count as recitation of the entirety of the Quran. It's still Rabi' of the Quran. We've passed the special nights. We're not done with the month, and it's not about those feelings. Those are some blessings, they're not the only blessings. Feel happy that Eid is coming. There's nothing wrong with that. Looking at it the other way around, meaning when we say the month of Ramadan is coming to an end, is one thing, but looking forward to Eid is not a bad thing. Look forward to Eid. Feel happy of the times that you have, that God has made it easy. And then it's still the dhikr. When you start looking at it that way, and you realize that there's nothing wrong with the feeling of looking forward to the end of the month of Ramadan, which is Eid al-Fitr. And feeling tired as well. You say, oh Allah, you know, I'm weak. You see me, forgive me for my... But enjoy still being in this month. Feel good about it without crying. You don't need to cry. Feel happy that you're in the month of Ramadan. It's still not over. Okay. You don't have to feel happy about the thirst. I think we've all gotten used to that, but the thirst and the hunger and stuff... If we start correcting our thoughts and we realize a spiritual connection is not necessarily crying, being down, the lights being out. No, it's absolutely not. Read the Quran with joy, with happiness. Read the dua with joy and happiness. You read dua al-iftitah, you try to read it and, you know, remember those areas where we're talking about our shortcomings and so on and sadness, or we say we nanashku ilay faqta nabiyyina, the Prophet is not around, and so on and so forth, in a sad way. Read it in a happy way as well. I'm speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those concepts come across my mind. I see them, I remember them, but I don't have to feel bad that I don't have those particular emotions. Otherwise, we would have been told not to read the dua when we don't have those emotions. But we're told to read it every night. We're told to read it. Ya Allah, I'm reading it as you told me. I'm happy not because I don't have those feelings. I'm happy that I'm speaking to you. I'm happy not because I'm tired of the fast. Yes, I have my weaknesses. I'm happy that I'm still in the month of Ramadan. I'm happy I'm reading your words. I'm really happy about it. And thank you. Thank you for touching my heart in that way. Helping me feel that happiness. Thank you for making me feel happy about you. There are those, the Quran says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned alone, إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Their hearts, they despise it. God is mentioned as the only God, they despise it. Ya Allah, you mentioned that I feel happy. I read your Quran with a nice voice, or I hear it with a nice voice. I feel happy about the... Thank you, Ya Allah. I'm happy. You've given me these things. Feel that. And perhaps even a tear of happiness is going to come, but it doesn't need to. Whether it comes or not, just feel happy. Happiness has got different levels, and you know, with the tears, without the tears, each of those is its own form of joy and an emotional feeling that is a connection with Allah, that is a connection with the divine, that is a spiritual feeling. spiritual feeling is not limited to sadness and limited to crying. No, various forms. One of the things that we have is bahja. Atla bahja's name. Bahja means joy, means extreme happiness. Okay. The believers feel really happy. Just think of, you see Amirul Mu'mineen, are you going to start crying? I mean, yeah, perhaps for the first second you see him, he's just so touched by it. As we said, a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes, one can cry. But then when you go to the haram of Amirul Mu'mineen, should I cry the entirety of the time? Absolutely not. When it comes, cry and enjoy that, those tears of connection with Amirul Mu'mineen. When it's not there, sit there and enjoy the beauty of the haram of Amirul Mu'mineen and see that as a touch of the beauty of Amirul Mu'mineen himself. And absorb that, you know, feel the greatness, smell the air, feel the breeze. All those things are good things. It's not a bad thing. And it is spiritual. It's not not spiritual. It's not unspiritual. It's not like the other stuff is spiritual, now this stuff is something else. No. Feeling the presence of Allah, speaking to Him, worshipping Him, this is what makes it spiritual. Not the way our emotions react to that. The way our emotions react to that are not under our control too much. And each of those emotions, emotional reactions are great, not because of the emotional expression or that type of emotion that we have, but because of its connection to Allah. That's what makes it good, that's what makes it spiritual, that's what makes it ibadah. Otherwise, God forbid, we have in dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali, when I read the dua, if I shed tears and I shed tears, I'd like others to see me. I like others to talk about my, that's not spiritual at all. It doesn't matter how much I cry. If I'm interested in people talking about it and I hear, oh, they're saying this guy, oh, he cries a lot. Oh, listen to his du'as, he's got a beautiful voice. This is sadio, this is sum'ah. Okay, if I do it for that, it's not spiritual at all. At all. Riya, I do, I want others to see me. It's not about the emotion. A very lengthy salat that's comparable as far as I've seen to the prayer of the Prophet. Those two are very difficult to do. You get tired, you may fall asleep. Does that mean it's not spiritual? No, it's spiritual. The very fact that your feet are swelling, you feel that you want to sit down, but you continue standing, saying those dhikrs, that's spiritual. That is doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And it is good. And once you think of it in that way, you continue with a different feeling. You're tired, your body is tired, your feet are barely able to take it, but you enjoy that. You're like, okay, this is what it is. Even when you realize you're really tired, you want to end it, but I'm not. Okay. You feel happy about that too as well. That is also a blessing from Allah. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us understand Him and understand our relationship with Him better so that we can develop a closer and better relationship. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah to help us become His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and most of our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who've left this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. Relieve those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. Relieve the people of the world, Ya Allah, from this pandemic by providing the cure to the believers, showing them what the cure for this is, inshallah, and that they can share it with the rest of the world. We ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih. Rahimallah man qara al-Fatiha ma'as-salawat.